left off, we dealt with last time the world of sakinim and pointed out that we have stiros within the sugyos, and there are different ways of relating to the stiros. One way is simply ignoring various sugyos and we paskin and cutting the knot and saying we paskin like sugyos, and that's what Rashi and the Ramban do. They paskin like our sugya, that the world of sakinim is a world of hagala, and according to Rashi, Pashtus is because sakinim are used beroskin, therefore kabal kachpalto, and all those other sugyos are exceptions, and we don't pass them like it. The Ramban, however, says no. There's a reason. There's a reason behind the madness that the other sugyos say. So of course, sakinim many times are used also ayidei ha'esh. So then, how can we use hagala? We have the din of rov tashmish. That's the direction of the Ramban. However, Rabbeinu Tam, he wants to say elu ve'elu, either that we have two types of sakinim, gedolim or ketayim, or Rabbeinu Tam says that we distinguish between hetera bala and isura bala. In terms of that distinction, we offered two explanations, either that we're dealing over here with Xeris HaKosu, we have two parashas in the Torah, this is a parasha of hetera bala, this is a parasha of isura bala. Hetera bala, according to Rashi and Avodah Zarah, is simply an isur which is more kal. It has different nature. We treat it differently. Mashenken, according to the Ramban, in situations of hetera bala, we have the hagola doesn't remove the isur. Hagola never removes the isur. However, since it's not osur yet, but what Hagola does is it doesn't allow it to become Asur. We have a Svara over here which is built in. And we point out Nafkamina would be, what point do you do Hagola? Are we dealing with Hagola when it's still Hetera Bala? Then the Ramban Svara would make sense. Or are we dealing with Hagola after it's already Isur, and then only the Xeris HaKosov would make sense? And we said that's Machlokas Rambam and Raivit. Okay. Then we moved over to the world of Kli Cheres. And here in the world of Kli Cheres, the Gemara gives a rule, HaTorah Hi'ida Kli Cheres, Sheino Yotze Midei Dofyo or Dofno, to give sauce, Le'olam. There's no way of being Machsher Kli Cheres. If a Kli Cheres becomes Asur, then we're stuck. So the question is over here, how to understand, not the Gemara. The Gemara is fine. The Gemara is telling us, therefore, if you had a kli cheres that absorbed chametz before Pesach, you can't use it on Pesach. Gemara, it's also it's irrelevant if it's yiruka, if it's irrelevant uchme, chivre, kartufne, shi'i. The bottom line is that it's a kli cheres and in a yotzim yidei dof yoli ola. And the Rambam paskens like this Gemara. That's pretty much black on white in the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah. The problem is that we have a Rambam in Hilchos Maaseh Korbanos that appears to be very, in other words, eye-opening, and the question is, how do we deal with this in terms of the Rambams that we find B'chol HaTorah Kula? Then Hilchos Maaseh Korbanos, in Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Dalet, the Rambam, with his understanding of the, I mean, it's a question of how you learn the Gemara. So the Gemara in Zvachim, Adav Tzadivav, that the Rambam understood as follows. The Rambam says, Lo b'chatos bilvad, namely, the Rambam in all of Perek Ches has been dealing with Korban Chatos. That's how he began Perek Ches. He pointed out that in Chatos we have a Chomer Chatos Behema Mishar Kochim, in terms of what happens if the dam of the Chatos is Nitaz on a Kli. Does that kli require kibbutz or not? So if it's the dam of a chatas, it requires kibbutz. Other kodshim, you don't require kibbutz. And then he moves over that a kli chatas is also, in his view, has also special halachos in terms of the world of Hagolah. The entire parsha of Marika and Shtifa in the Torah, in Parsha Sav, was said by the Korban Chatas. Then he continues, V'lo chatas bilvad el akol kelim shemishtam shem behem bekodshim ayidei chamen, vein bekodshe kodshim, vein bekodshe kalim, Tun in Marika Vishtifa, Ekev Achila. That we pointed out that Ekev Achila means when it's still Mutar Ba'achila, then Kalim that you use for Kashim, just like the Klei Nechoshes by the Chatos requires Marika and Shtifa, so also the Klei Nechoshes or the Klei Eitz of the other korbanos require mariko ushtifa when it still had terabala. V'chein b'shpud v'askala mag'ilan ekev achila. Again, this is the sakinim. This is the Rambam Shita that is sakin. If it's a terabala, you can be magulit while it's still a terabala. V'einan menichon adzman achila shniya. Ela kishi yashlim le'echol yag'il hashpud v'achsala v'yimarek v'yishtof akli v'ein kli mateches. So far, so good. Then he continues, Ben Kli Cheres, that this Marika of Ishtifa is going to work even for a Kli Cheres. Chutz min achatos sheshover bo Kli Cheres. This already is Omer Dorsheni. This is the problem that the Ravid raised. Since when do we have a Hechsher for a Kli Cheres? Umasha Amar, I mean the Ravid, the Kli Cheres, Ta'an Marika of Ishtifa, Ta'osu biyado. The Hedye betosefta she'ein ta'un ela shvira. Ela hakol. Ta'an Marika of Ishtika. Mariko v'shtifa, when we have a brisa that speaks about that Mariko v'shtifa works for everything, perish kodshe kodshim v'kodshe kalim. It means that when you have the right sort of a kli, it works not only for chatos but also for kodshe kodshim and kodshe kalim. But not that it would ever work for a kli cheres either in chatos or in the world of kodshim. This is the difficult Rambam that, again, if you look in the back of the Franco Rambam, everyone talks about this. This Rambam. This is not, you know, all of a sudden that Rav Chaim woke up and found the Rambam. Everyone was bothered. The Ravid was bothered by the Rambam. Everyone's bothered by the Rambam. However, in terms of the solution of the Rambam, here there's a Mahalach of Rav Chaim b'Pi Yashmua. I photostated for those who are interested to see. There's a Sefer that was quoted in the various later Achronim called Miginzei Hagrach. So this is the Miginzei Hagrach. Anyone who wants to look at it can look at it. Sorry, I don't have enough for every. I just photostated three. So if afterwards you'll just take it and, you know, all of that is one article. It's just one article. The Mahalach of Reb Chaim as quoted by the Rav in the Harei Kedem and in the Masorah is that the Rambam over here is Lishitaso. That there's a difference between Hetera Bala and Isura Bala. Just like we saw by Sakinim. That just like we saw in Isura Bala, a Sakin requires Libun. And in Hetera Bala, a Sakin requires Hagala. So also over here, in terms of Klicheres. The Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuros. This volume. The Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuros. In Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Beis, over there says that a Kli Cheres, you cannot be Magil. Period. Lo Asra Torah El Kedera Basyoma, etc. Fikach Ein Lokhin Kli Cheres Yeshanim in Ha'akum Shnishtam Sheben Bechamin, Bein Kigon Kederos Ukaros, Le Olam. There's nothing we can do with them. And the Kesef Mishnah points out at the end of Halacha Aleph, that in Kli Cheres, Eno Yotze Midei Dofyo La'olam. That's the Gemara. When you have Isura Bala, that's when you can't use the Kli Cheres. However, the whole world of Karbanos is the world of Hetera Bala. And in the world of Hetera Bala, just like by Yasakin, we are Mekil, that you can use Hag'ola as opposed to Libun, so also in the world of Hetera Bala, we're going to have the possibility of Hag'ola for a Kli Cheres. The Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuras is talking about Isura Bala. And the Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Korbanos is talking about Hetera Bala. What about the Korban Chatos? The Torah says black and white, the Korban Chatos, which is in the Kli Cheres and it becomes Nosa, requires Shvira. That's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma by Korban Chatos. That's the Yotzei Dofen. That's the exception to the rule. Just like we find that the Korban Chatos is more chamor in terms of Dam, so the Korban Chatos is more chamor in terms of the world of Belia. This is a chumrah of korban chatos, but in general, the rule is that in hetera bala you can even be magil klei cheres. What do we do with our sugya? Our sugya says that Torah heida al klei cheres sheno yotzei midof yola olam. That Torah heida is by korban chatos. That's the exception. That's not the rule. The rule is that in any case of hetera bala that you can be magil. So over here, the Rav continued, or the Reb Chaim continued, someone continued, that that we're working over here with the Svara of the Ramban. Why can you be Magil a Kli Cheres? Because after Marika Vishtifa, sure, there's still a tam that remains. But that tam is a tam kolosh, like the Ramban pointed out. It's like not bar not. That tam is never going to create nosar. It's never going to create an iser. How do we know that tam is there? We know it's there from the Korban Chatos. Since by the Korban Chatos we have this Gzeres HaKosev Yishaver, every Gzeres HaKosev has to have a reason behind it. The reason Yishaver by the Korban Chatos is that there is a tam kolosh inside of it. And generally a tam kolosh were mekel. Here the Torah said we're going to be machmir in the tam kolosh. Had we not had the Gzeres HaKosev of Korban Chatos, we would never know that anything remains in. From the fact that we have this exception of Korban Chatos, that teaches us that there is a tam kolosh that remains. Eno yotze midofi o ba'olam. So the practical consequences are as follows, that eno yotze midofio la'olam. So it means that we have in this, you know, it's post Hagola, we're left with the Tam Kolosh. If we're dealing with Isur Avola, so then Ein Hechsher L'Kli Cheres. This Tam Kolosh of Isur Avola, this is enough to say you can never use this Kli Cheres. This Tam Kolosh is going to answer whatever comes in. If we're dealing with Heter Avola, then we distinguish between the world of Heter Avola, in other words, B'derek Klal, and the world of Korban Chatos. In the world of Korban Chatos, since we have this Tam Kolosh of Heter Avola, we have a Gzeres HaKosuv that Yishaver. In Derek Klal, so the Tam Kolosh is not Oser, and we can use Hagola, and Hagola works. So what the Eino Yotze Midofio Li'olam, the Raya is from the Gzeres HaKosev Yishaver. This would, had there been no Tam Kolosh that remained, there would never be such a Gzeres HaKosev. Once we have this Gzeres HaKosev now, in all Yisur Abola, we're going to throw away the Kli Cheres, and at Teir Abola, we can use the Kli Cheres. And then the Rambam fits in very nicely. This is the world of Kodshei Kodshim and Kodshei Kalim. This is the world of Korban Chatos. This is Hilchos Macholos Asuras. The only problem is, what do we do with the world of Chametz U'Matzah? In other words, namely, what we're saying over here is, we're saying this, that, you know, where does the world of Chametz U'Matzah fit in? Bechora, B'derek Klal, means not only Kodshei Kodshim and Kodshei Kalim, Hetera Bala is also, if you have a Kedera that absorbs Basa, a Kedera that absorbs Chala, a Kedera that absorbs Chametz. That if such Kederos, if they're Klicheres, according to this line of reasoning, according to the Rambam, if you had a Klicheres, you have a mug, a Klicheres, with which you drink coffee every morning, and now you want to make that mug Parva, or you want to use it for Fleshiks, so be Magil it. Be Magil the mug. And now you can use it for parva, because what's going to remain inside of the mug? A tam kolosh of chalav. A tam kolosh of chalav is never going to create basar of a chalav. If you have a mug of chametz and you want to use it for Pesach, so be magil the mug. And then whatever, you know, let's say you had at one time used this mug for oatmeal, so whatever oatmeal is in the mug is going to become a tam kolosh, and a tam kolosh is never going to create an Easter. That's what should be, according to the Rambam. Just a minute, Rambam. The problem is that by Basar and Chalav, we have no Rambams that are associated with this. It's a tremendous Chiddush in Halacha. Well, okay, we can say we don't pass like the Rambam. But in Chametz U'Matzah, here we have a Rambam that says that you cannot be Magil a Kli Cheres in the world of Chametz U'Matzah. If you look in Perek Hey, Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Halacha, Kaf Hey. And then I'll answer your question, Rafi. Oh, at least I'll listen to your question. No problem, I'll answer your question. In Perek Hey, Halacha Kaf Hey, the Rambam says, Kol Kli Cheres Shenishtamish Bahem B'chametz B'chamin Bein Kli Rishon Kegon Kederos Bein Kli Shein Kegon Ka'aros Bein Shayu Meshuchin V'shuin Ba'avar Sha'osen Osan Kein Zokuchis Bein Shayu Kli Cheres Kamo Shein Ein Mishtamshin Bahem B'matzah Menichan Achar HaPesach. You can't use it. There's no heter, marika, and shtifa. While according to this line of reasoning, l'chora there should be. Namely, we've solved one Rambam, but we didn't solve the Rambam. In other words, we explained why did we in other words, why by in the world of Kachim we have this din that Hagalo works, because it's hetera bala. We know the Rambam holds the din of hetera bala. That we saw by Sakinim. So this is an application of the Rambam. And it's a very nice application. And then Chatos Yishaver, that's the exception. Just like it's the exception by Dam, it's the exception also by the world of Bliya. We have this Kumra. And this Kumra is based on the Tam Kolosh. And this Tam Kolosh exists in the world of Yisura Bala. So we solved our Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuros and Hilchos Maaser Karbonos. It's no stira. But we haven't solved our Rambam altogether because we still have to deal with Chametz and Matzah. I'm sorry, you wanted to ask?
Yeah. When we were in the Hurricane, we were bothered that it seems like he's relying on for not a Kafila.
Okay, that's a technical issue. The Seder. Okay,
is
fine.
It's
an issue that has that's raised, but that's, you know, we're dealing over here with a svara. In other words, this is not bar not. This is simply similar to not bar not. So it could be that by not bar not we're going to have a chumra, and here we want to have the same chumra within the Rambam. Okay.
You're saying Hagala, that's why it's different? Or?
Maybe because it's Hagala, make up a deal with Kodim's reasoning, whatever reason. In other words, if you do Luchatkiros and B'dieved, you could find a number of reasons. You're right. It's not an exact equation. So over here, to deal with our issue of chametz, here Reb Chaim comes up with a chap. What's the chap? The chap is that l'chora we have a world of hagala. The world of hagala is described very, very clearly in Hilchos Malchalos Asuros, that it means you heat water until it's roseach, and then if you have shishim against the kli, you could put it, the kli right into it, even if it's a ben yomo. If you don't have shishim, then you require an eno ben yomo. But we need water which is roseach, and after you put in the water which is roseach, then it went through the process of hagala. All of a sudden, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, we have an extension. We have another condition which the Rambam mentions over and over again in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, and that is that after it's put into the hot water, then you have to rinse it off in cold water. That's what the Rambam points out in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. That in other words, martichon besocho ad shi yiflutu v'achar kach shotef otam bitzonen u'mishtamish v'hen b'matza. Then again, he mentions in Halacha Kaf Dalet ad shi yif manichon besocho ad shi yiflutu v'achar kach shotfan u'mishtamish v'hen b'matza. And so the question is, what is this shotfan? Why do you have to rinse it off with cold water after the Hagala? That's not mentioned at all in Hilchos Machalos Asuros. So here, and this question is not a question of the Rav, the Ramach, those who have a Frankel Rambam, the Ramach asks this question on the Rambam. He says, what is this doing over here? So the answer which is given is given already by the Hagos Maimoni. The Hagos Maimoni say that the Rambam over here, they quote the Gaonim, that the Rambam over here is learning out from the world of Karbonos. In the world of Karbonos, the Torah says, Umarak v'shotach b'mayim. And so you have to heat it, and then you rinse it off with cold water. And this is the parasha that the Rambam is using. So this fits in very, very nicely. Right? Maaseh Karbonos is hetera bala. We have this parasha, Mariko Ushtifa. Chametz on Pesach is hetera bala. We have this parasha, Mariko Ushtifa. Where the Rav came in over here was, what's the purpose of the Shtifa? Why? If we find in Hilchos Malchalos Asuros that hot water alone is enough to be maflit the tam out of the kli, what is the function over here? Why? What is this ritual of shtifa? So the Rav understood that the ritual of shtifa is not just some sort of added dalet, but rather we have over here a new halacha. Namely, it's not enough in the world of it's not enough in the world of hetera bala to get things down to a tam kolosh. Because even a tam kolosh, okay, doesn't have enough power to aser something new, but it still gives a haloshem to the kli. It means this kli is still chalavi, this kli is still bisari, this kli is still kodesh, this kli is still chametz. in Achinami, it's not going to be a chametz which is going to be transfer ablia, but al pidin, it's still a kli of kodesh. It's still a kli of basar. It's still a kli of kolav. To remove the chalal shem, namely there are two dinim. A, remove the ta'am. B, remove the chalal shem. First, we have to get rid of the source of the issue. And it's like, let's say you're sick. So first you have to get rid of the bacteria or the virus. And then we have to put you into a category called being healthy. And or it's so even though, you know, it's so what we're saying is that the, you know, it's that the vaccine or whatever will get the tam inside of you to be a tam kolush, right? You'll have this low level of bacteria. It's not going to affect you. But then we have to toss you into a mikveh. We have to be shotef you in order to give you the name. Now you are a neutral kli. Now you have lost your previous name. And therefore, that's the function over here of the Marika Ushtifa, that the Marika removes the Iser, but that's not enough. You also have to have what the Rambam calls Umishtamish Bahem the Matzah. Then we have to get rid of the Shem Chametz so that we can use it with Matzah. And that's what the Shtifa does. Here, this is where we have the exception of Kli Cheres, that a Kli Cheres Eino Diyote Midofyo Le'olam, that a Kli Cheres, you can't change its name. In other words, a leopard can't change its stripes, a Kli Cheres can't change its name. In Achinami, we can get the tam in the Kli Cheres down to a minimum, but we can't change its name. And that's the problem over here in the world of Chametz and Pesach. In order to be able, this is a Chumra in the Heter Ishtamshus, remains a Kli Chametz because of the tam Kolosh. Okay, in other words, what we've done is we've said that we've come up with a mechanism to show why Kli Chametz is different than the Derech Klal. Even though in both cases the Tam Kolosh, we got things down to its Tam Kolosh. Once things are down to a Tam Kolosh, then we don't have to really worry about any Bliya. However, even though in classic Kalim, the Marika, we have a concept of Marika of Ishtifa. But in the Kli Cheres, by Chametz, here we have an exception. So this is what's written. Okay, I find it to be very, very dachuk. In other words, so if you have a problem, so you have to solve the problem. What? So we'll call it something else. So we'll toss in a Chal Hashem, but why shouldn't this Chal Hashem apply to Kachim? In the world of Kachim, we say you can now use this Kli again, maybe because you're going to keep using it for Kachim, as opposed to over here, we want the Kli Cheres to be able to be used for matzah. Maybe that's the difference. But in any case, it's sort of a ikar chasim and a sefer. We don't, in other words, it's true that we happen to have this concept of shtifa, but who says that this is what the shtifa does? So I would like to suggest a different direction. I'm still going to end up, everyone's going to end up with Xeras HaKosov, but I think that the Xeras HaKosov I'm going to end up with is a little easier to swallow than what Rav Chaim is offering, you know, in the Mipi Shmua, in my humble opinion. And that is as follows. Let's go back to the beginning. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if we're going to be machalik between Isura Bola and Hetera Bola, on what basis are we going to be machalik between Isura Bola and Hetera Bola? On what basis? Who says that we have these two dinim of Hetera Bola and Isura Bola? We have two parashas in the Torah. We have two parashas in the Torah that deal with Hagala. We have the Asher Yavo B'mayim in Parashas Matos, and we have the Parasha of Kachim in Parashas Tzav. And so all we have to say is that we have over here these two Parashios, the Parasha of Isura Bala. Whenever you're dealing with Isura Bala, we have to look into the Parasha of Matos, and there we see that we distinguish between Asher Yavo B'esh, Yavo B'esh, Yavo B'mayim, Yavo B'mayim. We distinguish, you have Din of Libun and Din of Hagala, etc. However, in the parsha of Hetera Bala, we don't have such a distinction. Even that which is Baba Eish, all we have is Marika and Shtifa. And therefore, wherever we have Hagol, we have Marika of Shtifa. And that's why the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah mentions the Shotef, because this is Hetera Bala. This, the makor of Hetera Bala, is the pasuk in Parashas Tzav, in Perek Vav of Vayikra, pasuk Kaf Aleph, we have one pasuk. Ukli cheres asher tevusha bal yishaver, v'yim bikli nachoshes bushala umorak v'shatap b'mayim. This is the parsha of Hetera Bala. that when we have a kli nechoshes, we have merika v'shtifa. When we have a kli cheres, yishaver. This is the parsha of Heterabo. This is what we find by Korban Chatos in the world of Kachim. And therefore, this is what we find in the world of Chametzu Matzah, that when you have a kli nechoshes, merak v'shatach b'mayim. That's Hilchos Chametzu Matzah, Halacha Kaf Gimel, Kli Matechas Kli Avonim Shishtamish Ben Bachamim Beroskin, then Nosen Osamotok Kli Gadol Shomayim, Martichon, Achi Yipolto Chakach Shotef Osam. That's Halacha Kaf Dala, Kli Matechas Vavonim, the Eight Shinishtamish Ben Bachamim Bekli Sheni. So we have Nosen Alehem Mayim Roskin, and Achakach Shotunim Shtamish Ben Bematza. However, just as in Korban Chatos, the Kli Cheres is Yishaver, so also, kol kli cheres shemish ben b'chametz, so there's nothing we can do. You have to leave it until after Pesach. And only after Pesach, here, after Pesach, we have a davar sheyesh lo matirin, so we can use it after Pesach. But you can't use it the moment that that Pesach enters. It just like becomes nosar, and there's nothing to do. And you can't preempt it from becoming nosar, because the Torah says, kol chatas asher yuva midama, kol cheres asher tevusha bo yishaver. In other words, we have an exact equation. The Rambam says that in the world of Maise Korbanos, if it's not Korban Chatos, if it's other Kodshim, that then we have a possibility of Merika Vishtifa, that's the exception. Turn the tables. Namely, that which the Torah has as the rule, that's the rule that's going to apply to Chametz. The rule of the Torah was said by Korban Chatos. The whole Parsha of Hetera Bala is the parsha of Korban Chatos. In the world of Isura Bala, there we have, in other words, that's Parshas Matos. There we have Kli Eitz, Kli Matechet, etc. And Kli Cheres is exempt from that parsha. That's Hilchos Macholos Asuros. When we're moving over to Hilchos Chametzu Matzah, we already saw that the Rambam is using as his source the world of Parshas Korbanos. Sakinim, you can have Marika Vishtifa. In the world of Parshas Korbanos, it says, Kol chat, you know, it's kli cheres asher tevusha bo yishaver. The Rambam shita is that kodshim, aside from chatos, have an ability of merika and shtifa. That's the exception. Chametz is the rule. Korban chatos is the rule. The exception is of other kodshim. In other words, and that's the Rambam learns out of from gzeras hakosuv in the parsha. But that gzeras hakosuv is gzeras hakosuv lahakel. It's not that korban chatos. Not that all korbanos is the rule and korban chatos is the chumrah of yishaver. That's not what the Torah says. The Torah is giving us the rule of hetera bala. Kli cheres asher tevusha bo yishaver, kli nechoshes bushala, marak v'shuta famayim. In the world of kachem, we happen to have a unique kula by kli cheres, that you can be marak v'shuta. That's a kula within kachem. And we'll switch it around. In other words, the Ravid asks, since when do we have such a kula in Kachim? That's a proper question. But that's not a reason to turn the Rambam on his head. In other words, so the Rambam has, in other words, if you look in the Radvaz over there and the Kesef Mishnah, they all go back to the Sugi and Zvachim and show how the Rambam learns out this kula by Kachim in the world of Kachim. But that's a kula by Kachim. It's not the rule, it's the exception. The rule is that even in a world of Hetera Bala, Kli Cheres is going to be Yishaver, even a world of Hetera Bala. In other words, that on this level, Eino Yotze Midofyo La'olam, that's what our Gemara points out. That even though it's Hetera Bala, Eino Yotze Midofyo La'olam, and we're not going to be able to use the Kli. In other words, what we're saying is that the Svara, that a Tam Kolosh is not going to pass things over, that works by Kli Matechet, that works by Kli Eitz, that works by Kli Evan. There's no such Svara by Kli Cheres. Kli cheres yishaver, eno yotze midof yoga olam. Put it a little differently, switch this around. This is the rule, the derech klal. Like we find by Korban Chatos, we have, in other words, the kli cheres is yishaver. And then over here, we have an exception in the world of kodshim and kodshe kalim, that then Tam Kolosh Hagala works. This is the exception. This is the rule. And the rule is, therefore, that by Chatos, by Basar, by chala, by chametz, kli cheres yishaver. And then everything fits in. Then our sugya fits in very, very nicely. We have, in other words, you're going, you're, and no matter how you're going to view it, there's going to be, there's a cost, there's going to be an exception. But rather than viewing korban chatas as the exception, view kodshim and kodshe kalam as the exception, which is what the Raivan does. The Raivan rejects the exception, the Rambam accepts the exception. But that doesn't impact on the rule of kol ha-Torah kula. Kol ha-Torah kula is like korban chatas. That even though it's a terabola, and even though there's only a tam kolosh, that's the uniqueness of kli cheres. Eino yotze midofyo le'olam. Okay, that's the way I would understand the sugya. Yes. In the world of kachim, yes. And according to the Rambam, again, once we're learning the world, in other words, again, if this is a Rambam Shita, and I think it's very, very powerful, it's a Rambam Shita, if we're learning the world of Hatera Bola from Kachim, then Shtifa is Ma'akev. We're Nohek, even in Kli Isur, to be Shotef, as a Minhag. Not Meikar Hadin. But we don't, in other words, we don't have this distinction between Hetera Bola and Isura Bola and Chametz. We view Chametz classically as Isura Bola. And so there the Shtifa is Mitzad HaMinhag. Were we to view it as a terabala, then in the chinami it would be meek or hadin.
How could a terabala be more common than a
terabala? It's a terabala. We say that hagol is enough even if it was balea via ish.
No. I'm saying according to the rabbis of Mahala, you have to remove the chal of shame.
By Yisura Bala, the libun that is being used, that's like a kli chadash. You know, it's by Hagala, in other words, why over here remove the? Don't know. That's, in other words, again, I read the same piece that you read. I find it to be very, very. You know, I don't know whether I didn't hear the Rav say it. I don't know, but I mean, I assume the Rav probably said it, because otherwise Rav Yigenak wouldn't have published it in the Masorah Journal. So, but I didn't hear it. I don't think that Rav Shurkin heard it either, because otherwise he wouldn't have printed it word for word. Like, in other words, he's quoting, he's giving over Masorahs from either Rav Schechter or Rabbi Yigenak, but I wasn't in shear at the time. Yeah.
I mean, even according to Rav, it doesn't have to be right away.
I don't know if it has to be right away.
Most people wash their dishes after kosher anyways.
No, most people, in other words, if you go to the classic, Haggadah centers, you know, so they'll put it in the hot water and they'll dip it right away to the cold water. Acharkach, in other words, speaks about, Acharkach shotzfan, before you use it, that's all it says. I don't know if it has to be one right after the other or not. Okay, that's what that's basically what I wanted to do with you, but I want to get with you till the Mishnah. So what we find is after the rule of Eno Yotze Midof Yaliolam, the Gemara asks, Sumaishna Dinyan Yayin Nesach, the Dorish Mereimar, Mone de Kunya, again, you have Kli Cheres, Bein Huchma, Bein Chivre, Bein Yiro, okay? That over there we say Shari, even though Lachora there's also Ebelia. We're talking about Stam Yenav is Drabon and Chametz is Doraisa. Why should that be a distinction? Called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kain Doraisa Tikkun Amalei. Ze Tashmisho Yedei Chamin, Ze Tashmisho Ayedei Tzonein. Pashtus of the Gemara is that when you're dealing with Tashmish Ayedei Tzonein for relatively short periods of time, there's no Belia. There's simply no Belia. There's not a problem over here of Belia at all. And therefore, shari. Shari means things are mutar. If you want to, you could learn that, in other words, again, without getting into Siman Tafnun Aleph, even if we're dealing that there was a bliya because it was 24 hours, but there's a way of shari, in other words, when you're dealing with a bliya, which is cold, there's a way of getting out the bliya via shriya, by soaking it 24 hours in water, pouring out the water, and again, three times shriya can get out a tam that was nichnas bitzoni. It's a different form of hechsher that would apply even to the kli cheres. Now, she'en kein, by us, we're dealing tashmisho yedei chamin. Tashmisho yedei chamin, here we have the gzeres hakosov that we find by korban chatos, eno yotze midofyo le'olam. Okay, so far so good. Then the problem is over here with the next line of the Gemara. Amar Rava bar Abba, Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Shmuel, Kol Kelim, Shenishtamshu Bahen Chametz Betzonein, Mishtamish Bahen Matzah, Chut Mi Beit Soor, Hoel Bechimutza Kosha. Amar Rav Ashi, Ubeis Charoses Kebeis Soor, Shechimutza Kosha. Gemara is telling us that when you were dealing with a Kli that was used Bechametz Betzonein, so classically, we can use it. Unless it's chimutzo kosher. If it's chimutzo kosher, if we have over here even in sonein, we're going to have some sort of blia, then we're going to aser. The problem is, in terms of girsa, our girsa is as we have in our Gemara. Kol kem shishtambishem b'chameit sonein, mishtambish b'hem matzah. The girsa of the rif is kol kem shishtambishem b'chameit sonein, Mishtamish behem b'matzah b'tzonein. That's the girsa of the Rif. And the question is over here, what does that girsa mean? If you look a minute in the Rif, on the Tesamer Aleph, in the Rif, where the lines widen. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Shmuel, Kol Kli Cheresh, Yishtamish Behem Chametz Betzonein, Mutar Yishtamish Behem Matzah Betzonein. Chutz Mi Beit Zor, Hoel Vechimutza Koshe. So you can Baal Hamor, Hod the Kosa of Harif, Kol Ken, Yishtamish Behem Bechametz Zonein, Yishtamish Behem Matzah Betzonein, Chutz Mi Beit Zor, Rav Davka, Usparim Shalano, Ein Behem, Ela Mishtamish Behem Matzah, Uperusha, Bein Bechamin, Bein Betzonein, Vahachi Hilchusa. Namely, if you use these Kelim Bechametz Betzonein, there's no blia. If there's no blia, there's no reason why we should limit the use of matzah with these kelim. Why limit it to tzonein? Why not use it also in terms of why not use it also for chamin? The Milchamos Hashem, and in short, in a brief for the Ran, they want to defend the Rif. Amar Akosef Lefi Daiti Dover No Miskabelu Rabbeinu Hagadol No Ledorsho. And he wants to explain that the reason that, in other words, when it says kol shenishtamish bechametz tzonein mutar bematzah tzonein is that sometimes we can have a situation of blia even bitsonein and that blia bitsonein, it's not as though there's no blia. There's a blia bitsonein that would come out if we were then to add heat. And he deals over here with Aidi Dacharif Vitakif Mivra Bala, Dachol Milsadis Bechurfa Domik Tsas Lechamin. That chametz is the moment we have the concept of se'or, the moment we have the concept of fermentation of the chimutz process, this is sort of like an equivalent of a davar charif, and this davar charif allows for a certain blia to enter, and that blia can be resuscitated, can be revived. That blia will be mavlia the moment that we put it into a form of chamin. Namely, what the Gemara does and says that we have this exception of the Beit Soor and the Beit Haroses, that we have chimutzo kasha, the Rif via the Ramban and the Ran wants to move over to the world of chametz in general. It's only a question of degree. By the Beit Soor and the Beit Haroses, there you can't even use it, betzonein. Masha ein kein. By other kelim that were b'leia chametz, and if they were b'leia chametz betzonein, you can use it tzonein, you can't use it chamin. In other words, but it's all based on the concept that we have over here, a sort of a sliding scale within the world of bliot. That even though classically, without heat, or without kvisha, without heat or without time, is not going to be a blia, we do find the concept of davar charif, and that a davar charif has different standards. The Gemara itself mentions that over here by chimutzo kasha. However, the chiddush of the Ramban and the Ran is that any time we have a din of chametz, any situation of chimutz is already going to create a potential of a iblia that will be maflit in the chamen. In other words, that we have this sort of middle ground. As long as you keep it in the realm of tzonein, it's going to remain dormant. The moment that we put it into the world of chamen, then already it comes out. I have no explanation. I'm sorry. It's but just that since the Rambam points out, since we see this concept of Dover Charif, so we can explain the Rif's Girsa on that basis, and then the Gemara that continues with the Chimutz Okasha is part of a slide. It's part of a gradual slope. It's not that we're moving from Heter to Iser, but rather we have total Heter, we have Heter Bitzonein, and then we have Iser Bitzonein. Those three levels. Okay, that's pretty much what we have over here on the Chlamet Amid Beis. We're going to move over to a totally different world for this year. I mean, normally in Mekola we tend to stick to Noshim V'Nezikin. This year we're going to Sachet, which is a very wonderful limud, but we're going to go back to the world of Choshen Mishpat in a totality, namely, we're going to set aside for a period of time Orach Chaim, and we're going to be dealing with the issue of Kinyan of a Baal Chov, working with the world of Mashkon, and exactly both the Kinyanim of the Baal Chov in the Mashkon and the Kinyanim of the Baal Chov in the world of Shibudim, to what degree is the Baal, who is really the Baalim? Here we're dealing with Ba'iro, Ba'imatze, so who is the Baalim on the Mashkon or on the Nechasim which are Meshubad? Is it the original owner, the Lova, or is it the Malva? And Afkamina in terms of when we're dealing over here with Chametz. So if you learn from the Mishnah down to where it says, Umi Omar Rava Hachi. I know it's in the margin, but the Masoros HaShas, you have Ksuvas Tadibes, even though there aren't two dots over there. I mean, you can go further than that if you want to, but that's the Ketzer that we're going to be learning. And to look at, of course, we don't have over here very much in Tosfos, to look at Rashi and the little Tosfos that we have, but more, look at the Ran, the Rush, and Rabbeinu David quotes the Shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the Rambam, Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Dalid Halacha Hei, that which is quoted over here in the Ein Mishpat, with the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah, just to get a basic understanding of the sugya, we'll find with it machlokas rishonim simply is also in terms of yukimta, when exactly is all of this taking place? Is this taking place? When was the loan due? Was the loan due before Pesach? The loan is coming due on Pesach, after Pesach. What exactly is the hechatimsa? And within that, we'll try and understand the shitas. To best of my knowledge, also in Harei Kedem, I think that there is a keta on a section on Baal Chov Konam, I think Baal Chov Konam Ashkon, because the we'll have to try and see what the options are here, what the machlokes between Abayi v'Rava. So we neder on Yom Sheni, okay, at 11 in the student center. Okay, I'm sorry, I have a bris I mentioned earlier on Sunday. I can control the bris.